It is morning time. New dawn. New day. New start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson Hale Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunge into your new day. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, I thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for all the good people you surround us with. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life itself. Let God be that we exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning, we come just as we are, confessing every of our sins and iniquities before you. Please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of death, filth, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, we ask you to lead and guide us, order our steps and direct our path. Keep us so far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our engagements this very day, we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please join me in as I open to the book of John chapter number 8, one of the anchor scriptures that we have been using since inception of this topic. John chapter number 8. By God's precious grace, I will be reading from verse number 30 to 32. John chapter 8, verse 30 through to 32. I read from the King James Version of the Bible this morning. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. This is episode number 9 on the same topic, getting it right. We are treating the factors that will enhance us getting it all right and getting it done. And yesterday, I spoke concerning the factor that I call know when it is God and when it is you. We saw the example in Samson, how God directed him at first and how he led himself to the other two adventures. Out of all the three adventures into the world of women, God led him to one. The remaining two was by himself. And I was also talking on another one, that know that God is not static. Know that our God is a dynamic God. He is God. The Bible says he is God in his holy habitation. He can do what pleases him. He do what pleases him on earth. So he can decide to say this today, and he can decide to overrule what he has said yesterday today. So whatever he is saying today is superior to what he has said yesterday. That is just it. That doesn't deny the fact that it was the same God that said it yesterday. That is it. And yesterday I was talking about Moses. Let's see the example of Moses in the book of Exodus chapter number Exodus 17. And let's read from verse 5 and see what the Bible is saying. Exodus 17, verse 5. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And that is just it. Let me stop it at verse 6 because of time. Can you see? This was God's instruction unto Moses, that go, take in your hand the rod and pick up handful of the headers of the Israelite and go. You will see the rock, smite the rock, and then give these people water to drink. Give these people water to drink. And in another occasion, after some days or years later, there was need for water again. And these people started, you know, Israelites, they know how to grumble, they know how to murmur against Moses. They started the same thing, they know how to do best unto Moses. And Moses also usually, you know, go back to, resort back to God, because that is what he know how to do best as well. Moses also resorted unto God. In the book of Numbers, let's see Numbers chapter number 20, as we read from verse number, let's start the reading from verse number 7. Numbers chapter number 30. Then the Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together. Do you see? Begin to see the little difference in the second instruction, apart from the first one. So gather the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye, can you see now? Speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth its water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. Can you see? Look at that instruction. The Lord still said, go with the rod. But he did not say smite with the rod this time around. That is the dynamic, dynamism in God's words, in God's act. It can be so dynamic. It can be so dynamic. It was the same one that gave this first instruction, and it's still the same one giving this. So God is not static. Don't think you cannot count God, that the way he acted yesterday is the same way he's going to act today. Oh, the way he answered the prayer of Anna, that is how he's going to answer the prayer of my wife. No, it might come in another form. It might come in the answer to your prayer might come in another form. The answer to my prayer might come in another form. It might take another method. Because he is God, he's not static. He has power to do and to undo. He has power to say and to unsay. I said what I said yesterday, I don't want it again. He is God. He can do that. So let's read a few more verses. Verse 9. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he asked, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, not even once. Can you see? He was asked to speak, but people pushed him beyond reasonable, that Moses lost his senses at that very moment. He have to struck not even once, he struck twice. That was what caused him not to, you know, enter into the promised land. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. The same God that said in Isaiah 31, when you are reading from verse 1 to 3, that woe unto him that go to Egypt to seek for help. The same God told the Joseph in his dream in Matthew chapter 2, take Jesus, the child children, take him to Egypt. That is where the refuge is this time around. Take him to Egypt for refuge. Can you see something? So, because he is God, you cannot query him. You can never, ever query him. The same God that said he wants to destroy the people of Nineveh told Jonah to go and preach there. The same God in chapter 4 said, I am not destroying them again. They have repented. And Jonah gets angry. He is God. He is God. Whatever he pleases, he does. There's an adage in the southwest part of Nigeria that says, the way today is, tomorrow might not be so. That is the reason why an herbalist will make consultation to the oracles every day. That is the reason why the herbalist will consult the oracles every day. So we need, you and I need to consult our own God at all times to know maybe the yesterday instruction is still valid for today or not. God is not static. Another point I want to speak about this morning is know how to resist temptations. Oh, this is it. Temptation must surely come. It will definitely come. There is nothing you can do. There will be something. Unless what you are doing is not of God, that is when temptation will not come. Temptation will definitely come. Temptation to quit. Temptation not to continue. Temptation to hide some things that God has not asked you to ask will come. Especially those who are in divine, you know, operation, like spiritual things, like churches, ministers, and they see temptation to make it at all costs, because hunger will come. Oh, temptation to be like those who are maybe somebody that has been called a feed evangelist, but you know now there is nothing in the feed evangelist like that, and now you want to become, you want to make, you want to, you, I mean, you want to, you know, become a general overseer, to become a church owner. You know there is a lot of tithe and this that will come from. If God has not asked you, if you do it, you will regret. You will regret it. So we must know how to resist temptation. It will definitely come at all costs. It will come. There is nothing you can do about it. Even Jesus made it clear that the things of offense must surely come. That is Jesus for you. Read your Bible, Matthew 18, verse 7. The Bible made it clear. Even in chapter 4 of that same Matthew and the chapter 4 of Luke, Jesus himself was tempted 3 good times, not once. Jesus was tempted. Imagine if Jesus was, and Jesus said, a servant is not higher than the master. So if the master is tempted, the servant will be tempted. The servants will be tempted as well. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and see something there. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and let's read verse number 13 thereabout. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 13. The Bible says, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but we with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Can you see? There is no temptation you and I cannot escape. Know it very well. There is no temptation God will ever make a way out. Said he will provide us a way of escape. I don't need to tell you about Joseph again. Genesis 39, read very well by yourself. How Joseph, you know, ran away. Though he led him to prison. But glory be to God. The Bible says everything worked together for good for those who love God. Because he did the right thing. Because he did the morally and spiritually right thing. Then God stood by him. The prison led to palace. Prison led him to palace. That is how it is. That is how God works in a mysterious way. We cannot count God. We can't count God. He's God. He can do and undo at any time. Know very well that every temptation is tempting. It's, as a matter of fact, that is what it is, temptation, tempting, to tempt you. It's attracting. Every temptation is distracting. Every temptation is enticing, catalyzing. You just want to get your attention. And that is what temptation means. Every temptation is to shift you off the right path. You must know that. Temptation comes with a goal, and that goal is to dissuade you from being focused on what you are doing. Oh yes, if what you are doing is not of God, there will be no temptation. That is the truth. But if it is the will of God for your life, the will of God, because every man has one thing or the other to accomplish on earth. God might call you to be a secular man, as in to work secularly as a doctor to help and save life, to help to work secularly as a teacher. If that teaching job is your ordained job from heaven, there will be temptation for you to quit that teaching. That is the truth. If the market, the business you are doing is the place God has ordained you, there will be temptation. There will be temptation for you. The temptation can come in different ways. It can come in form of battle, challenges that you won't be able, that you will be overwhelmed. You will be able to, you know, to face it all by yourself. But at most, learn how to resist temptation to quit, temptation to run away, temptation not to do it the right way, temptation to turn back. So just learn how to resist temptations at all costs and at all times. Temptation will come over and over again. It will not just come once and rest. Not at all. It did not come to Jesus only once. It came severally. It came three consecutive times. And when he was about to go to the cross, temptation also came to quit. That is why the Bible said three times he was going to pray that God, this cup can easily pass over me. But he said, but not according to how I want it, but let your will be done. May the will of God be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Bow down your head. Talk to God. Father, help me. Strengthens me against every form of temptation in the name of Jesus. I am very weak. I'm human. I'm so weak, but Lord, be my strength against every temptation at every level of my life. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and Maker, help me against temptations. In the mighty name of Jesus, help me to be able to withstand every form of temptation. Help me to be able to resist every form of temptations, no matter the form it takes. Father, help me. In the name of Jesus, keep me alert and keep me strong against temptations. In the name of Jesus, thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. I pray for you as I pray for myself, that as God lives and His Spirit lives, you will not fall, you will not faint, you will not fade, you will not falter. In the mighty name of Jesus, His grace will uphold you, strengthens you to the end in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the email, Johnson Ayo Julius. Ayo there is A-Y-O. Johnson Ayo Julius at gmail.com. You can also reach out through the number, +233-202-749-915. You can reach out from Telegram or from WhatsApp or call direct. God bless you. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.